Mountaintop movies, mountaintop movies, mountaintop movies. We are pretty high.
In the sky.
On 90.5 WASU FM Boone.
Well, hello, everybody.
Oh, hello.
Back again after a nice little break.
Little vacation. Yeah, it was good times.
Yeah, I mean, I went to the beach.
Oh, yeah?
On that Monday night I wasn't here.
You watch any movies?
At the beach?
Yeah.
Jaws.
Look at that.
No. Didn't go to the beach.
Okay.
But it's okay. Halloween, man, just came upon us.
Yeah. What did you dress up as?
I dressed up as Dr. Horrible from Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog.
Oh, cool.
It's a pretty impressive costume, if I do say so myself.
Did it go over well? Did a lot of people know? Or?
I got called Dr. Strangelove. I got called, Stormtrooper was one.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently not that many people have seen Dr. Horrible sing-along blog.
Yeah?
Which means you guys aren't doing your job, because we've mentioned it on the show, like, I don't know.
It's good stuff. It's only
nine times.
It's only like 40 minutes, and then you're like a better person because of it.
You're definitely a better person because
mm-hmm.
of it.
Mm-hmm.
So... What'd you go as Halloween for?
I was a beatbox. I wore a box, and then I beatboxed all around the place, and then everyone loved it. It was great.
Did people really love it?
Yeah.
All right.
People beat me up a little bit.
Apparently, you had a better costume than I did.
Oh, yeah. It went over well, and it was fun. Good times.
Was it actually fun?
Yes.
All right. Well, fair enough. All right. Well, let's just kick off into things.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
Here's real talk.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Oh, man, I missed that sound last week. I missed that clip
that we play every time.
We're back. What'd you see recently?
Actually, over our break, I watched Dazed and Confused. Have you seen this movie?
Yes.
I don't know. I wasn't the biggest fan of it.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a cult classic, I guess. But I was just kind of bored the whole time. It's just a bunch of high schoolers messing around.
Did you not like high school the first time around?
Oh, no, I had a good time in high school. I don't know. I couldn't relate to it because it was like high school in the 70s, or I guess it was the 70s, and they were just like crazy. Like they would just like beat each other up. They would beat each other up and like haze each other. I don't know. I couldn't.
Not your scene.
No, I didn't. I wasn't into paddling people at such an early age.
You're into it now, though? Is that what you're selling
No
me?
Comment. No comment.
All right, well, we have just... We're playing a game tonight because we're giving away some tickets to Red. So, sorry that I'm just intermitting this into real talk.
Oh, yeah.
So, here's how the game is going to work. All right? We're going to do a secret code word. And my goal the entire show is to get Eitan to say that code word. So, he's going to step out of the studio
and
take his headphones off. And he can't hear me now. He's outside the studio. He's gone. He's not there. So, the code word is game over. It's code phrase because we just went and saw 3D, which we'll talk about later. So the code word is game over. So if you ever hear Eitan say game over, the third caller to call in right here to 90.5 at 264-4905, the third caller who calls in will get tickets after Eitan says the code word. I'll make him take off his headphones once again just to remind you later on in the show. But the code word, again, is game over. So if Eitan says game over, call in, win some tickets to go see Red. All right, let me bring back Eitan. Hey, yo, Eitan!
Oh, hello!
All right, he's back.
How did that work out?
He's back. Well,
I feel like Pee Wee Herman.
You don't even know.
Yeah.
You're ready? Yeah. So there's a code word that when you say, people are going to call in.
Cool. I'll watch my mouth then.
Sure. So, Dazed and Confused, star.
Yeah, Dazed and Confused, I don't know. I'd give it, like, 2 stars. I wasn't really a big fan of it.
That's it?
Yeah, well, I don't know. It's like it's a staple for high school movies, but I did not enjoy it.
All right, well, 2 stars.
I'm sorry, 2 stars. I don't mean to be a downer on this Real Talk episode, but
you're kind of
I'm keeping it real. Not my biggest movie.
Fair enough. Oh, if you haven't realized, we don't have a guest with us tonight.
Yeah, Ben.
Just the two of us.
We can make it if we try.
Yeah,
it's a return to form. We're bringing it back to the
old, original.
The old
the
school.
The OG. But, all right, so movies that I watched.
Oh, yeah? Give me one.
I was only planning on giving you one.
Okay.
But Trick or Treat.
Oh, yeah?
Trick, letter R.
Oh, Trick.
Treat.
Is it about pirates?
No.
No? Trick. Or treat.
That's not how it's said.
Okay, that's how I would have pronounced
trick
it.
Trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
Anyway, a recent Halloween movie that came out went straight to DVD,
oh, yeah?
Which, honestly, it's a shame.
Oh, it was good?
Oh, I love it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, no, really good. Premise, 4 short stories that all end up merging together at one point. And it just worked out really, really well, actually, so. But
And was it frightening or just engaging?
There are a couple scares in it, and I'm not one for, like, jump-out scares. But there were one or two in there, and then overall it's just a really, really interesting story. Like, that's it. That's that's what it is, and it worked out well. So, I mean, I highly recommend it.
Yeah.
I would say 4.5 out of 5 stars. Trick or treat.
like Tony the Tiger, right?
No.
No?
Trick or Treat, 2007. Really good. Highly recommend it. But don't be that person who goes into horror movies with, like, a bunch of people to watch a movie and talk throughout the entire movie. Because I hate to break it to you, no matter what movie you're watching, even if it's the greatest horror movie of all time, you're going to make fun of it, and it's not going to be as good as it could be if you would just watch it silently.
There's a time and place for that.
Yeah, and Troll 2.
Was definitely one of those.
The Saw movies, probably.
We'll get to those.
We'll get to those.
Yeah, I'm excited.
But, yeah, those, like, go watch Terminator Salvation. Yeah. And make as many comments about it as you want while you're watching. Mystery Science Theater, that movie, as much as you want.
Well, I can understand how someone would come into a movie like Trick or Treat with the impression that it's not going to be the best film.
Well, I'm telling you now.
Okay.
I'm telling you now, don't do that. Put it on. Take it seriously. There are funny lines in that movie. Like, don't be afraid to laugh, because there are certain lines in that movie that are hilarious.
Yeah.
And so laugh. Ha ha ha. But when the movie's supposed to be taken seriously... Take it seriously and watch it. Give it an honest chance, because it's worth it.
Yeah.
So,
okay. Good. I'll check it out.
4.5 out of 5 stars.
Is it on Instant View?
It is not on Instant View.
What a shame.
But totally worth adding. Maybe if you're still kind of in the Halloween mode, drop it in. If not, just keep it on your checklist for either one when you're into some, like, into Halloween, or you're feeling a horror movie, put it on. But it's a one of the perfect movies to toss on. On Halloween.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Highly recommend it.
Okay, cool.
So, next movie you saw.
The next movie I saw is on Instant View, so you can check it out as we're talking. It's a movie called Thirst, and it's a...
Ooh, the Korean vampire flick!
You stole my line.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet, but I hear it's really good.
It's from South Korea. It's a vampire film, and it's done interesting. Like, there's been so many bad vampire movies that I'm glad to see one that's, like...
pretty solid?
Pretty solid, yeah. It's, you know, it's kind of like... there's this epidemic, and it's done realistically, but it's also like vampires. It's cool. I enjoyed it. There's a lot of blood and scary vampire-ness, but I'm all about it.
So how many stars would you give it?
I would give it a 4, solid.
Why?
4. Because it was, well, first of all, those South Koreans are crazy.
They're pretty nuts.
Yeah. So it was cool. I mean, I'm all about foreign films and different takes on. I don't know.
And again, if you don't like to read, get over it. That's it. That's all. I'm not even going to emphasize that more. Just start watching more foreign films.
Yeah. It was good, and the acting was good, and the I don't know. Altogether, it was good. I'm not giving you any specifics, but...
Yeah, don't. I want to watch it.
Yeah, it was good. If you like vampires, and you like legitimate vampires, not ones that glitter.
Well, from what I hear, like, the person who becomes a vampire isn't all about, like, oh, I'm a vampire now. I'm just going to go...
Yeah. It's kind
of
like...
Kill everybody. It's just kind of like a...
It's like he's freaking out. Like, he doesn't understand why he's going to be a vampire.
Yeah.
It's cool.
It's not like some girl who's trying to be bit by a vampire so she become one of them so they can fall in love. I hear that's a storyline.
No, that's made up.
Oh. That sounds like a crappy movie if they ever made that into one.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
What's your next movie?
Next movie, I watched one today, another horror flick. We've been on horror mode for a while.
Well, it's Halloween. It's Halloween time.
It was. Now, I finally feel like today, November 1st, I can actually start watching...
Legitimate movie.
Well, I mean, yeah. So, I mean, because, like, in October, I really get to the point where, like, any movie that's not, I just want horror. That's it. Don't give me romance.
No.
Don't give me fantasy. Give me horror. That's all I want in October.
Is there a month that's romantic comedy month?
February.
Okay. That's the one.
Valentine's Day.
Oh, you're right. I guess you're right.
I'm always right. Anyways, so, watched a horror movie called The Descent.
The Descent, ooh!
Came out in 2005. It takes place in the Appalachian Mountains.
Really?
Yes, it does.
Whoa, close by.
Weird.
Spelunking, right?
Yeah, caving.
Have you ever been spelunking?
No.
I have. I'm actually...
Have you really?
I'm actually well-versed in, The art of spelunking. Yeah, I went on a big trip once to the Appalachian Mountains, and we spelunked, and it was fun. But there was no demons or blood or zombies or what is in this movie?
I don't want
to
tell you.
Okay, great. I saw a movie called The Cave. I've talked about this last week. I'm bringing it up. It's similar to The Descent, but I think worse.
It's probably not as good as a movie. I really enjoyed The Descent. So it takes place. These, like, six girls from the UK.
Oh, yeah.
One of them just happens to live in the Appalachian area in Tennessee.
Okay.
According to the movie. And
in a town just like this.
They actually drive by, like, Chattanooga, but they make it look all hick-like and stuff.
Oh, really?
Like,
yeah.
So, like, it's pretty funny because they...
to the rest of America, we're just backwards.
Oh, yeah, no, because, like, they're going through radio stations at one point in the movie, and they're sitting there, and they're like, only things on is songs about trucks and beer, and then... gospel music.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's no other radio stations.
No, nothing like this.
In the Appalachian area. Yep. So, but we watched, I'd watched The Descent. Mm-hmm. These girls go into the cave.
Oh, no.
Stuff goes wrong, but it's not, it's kind of like a normal, like, if you were to watch an adventure movie, like.
Is it under, are they doing underwater cave diving, or is it just a regular
not a lot
cave?
Of water. It's just a giant cave. One's going for the glory, though, so they try to discover, like, a new cave. And then things go awry.
Yeah.
Really bloody at certain parts. Again, I'm not a person who likes jump out at you horror. Okay. I don't like it. I just don't.
Bah!
Well, yeah, that stuff doesn't get me. I don't get the point
it
to it.
It scares me. It scares
However, The Descent pulls it off incredibly well.
There's all sorts of nooks and crannies in a cave.
Yeah, and it works. It works out really well. And I watched the special features thing afterwards, and the director's like, I specifically wanted to do it in a cave because he wrote it too. He goes, because caves are dark and unknown, and there's nothing more scary than the dark and unknown.
Like,
debatable.
Like under my bed.
Yeah, sure. You got a messy bed.
Dun dun dun. Boogeyman.
All right, fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah, you are kind of a messy person, but
hey,
it's all good.
I'm not bringing my personal life into this.
Don't.
Show.
All right, we'll leave personal lives out of it. Anyway, so 4 out of 5 for me. I really enjoyed it. I think most people will as well. So, the Descent, 2005. So, anything. Nice. Anything else on your neck of the woods?
The last movie I saw was called Zombies of Mass Destruction.
That sounds awful.
It was awful, but it was a bad movie. It was bad stuff. All around bad. Bad acting, bad gore. Just gratuitous, like people's face get ripped off and stuff like that. But I watched it and we, you know, made fun of it the whole time and I enjoyed it. I had a fun time. It was more of an experience than it was a good film.
Did you check out the AMC Walking Dead series last night?
No, I missed it.
It was it's a zombie television show.
Oh, yeah?
So it's pretty much like your average zombie movie, but a television show based off a graphic novel. And watched the first episode.
Thumbs up?
I came in kind of halfway through, so I feel like I can't, like, honestly, like, judge the entire show. But from what I saw, I'm interested in seeing the rest of it. So we'll see.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
so your amount of stars for...
Oh, it was bad, but...
Bad as in, like, you again bad?
No, well, I wouldn't even make fun of you again because it was just that just made me want to, like, go home and cry.
Yeah.
This was, I think, it's one of those horror movies that goes for the gold in the sense that they're like, we're going to be as bad as possible. I don't think they went out thinking, we're going to make a legitimate film. There's a whole genre of horror that's, like, there for you to make fun of.
Yeah.
And I would say it played that up. I'd give it a 2.5.
So, based on the fact that it played up the, like, we're going to be a really bad horror movie, you gave it a kind of an extra bump up.
It was funny. It was funny.
All right. Fair enough.
A lot of explosions and
guns. Boom!
Guns! Zombies.
I love zombie movies. I do enjoy Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorites.
Yeah.
Just so good.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah.
It tickles the palate when you watch it. All right. So, last movie I watched, Lake Mungo.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's on Instant.
Sounds dirty.
It's on Instant, so go look it up as I'm talking right now. It's called Lake Mungo. Lake
is it
is spelled like lake.
Is it foreign?
It is Australian, so yes.
Mungo.
Yeah, so Mungo is spelled M-U-N-G-O, so okay. Lake Mungo. And it's a ghost story.
Uh-oh.
So it's considered a horror movie.
And a dingo ate my ghost. Nope.
Dingo ate the baby.
A dingo ate my ghost.
No, so it's this family kind of goes on a trip and their daughter dies.
Oh.
And then they kind of paranormal activity the rest of it kind of through, like.
Is it shot?
It's a mockumentary.
Okay.
So it's shot like a documentary. And for it to be a mockumentary, incredibly well done. Like, you see people who act, and you're like, wow, they were really good. It's like Meryl Streep was good in whatever movie. But they still, you're still going there, like, that's still not real. You know what I mean? Like,
uh-huh.
But to play in a mockumentary
yeah.
that's not supposed to be a joke,
mm-hmm.
and to play them believably, like, to yeah. play distressed parents who uh-huh. had just lost their daughter, but
and you believe
you're still supposed to be a part of yeah. society. You're not in a Hollywood movie.
Uh-huh.
They did an amazing job. There were some really cool shots in it.
So was it shot kind of low budget?
Nah, I mean, it was really well done.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much they shot it for, but
huh.
really well done.
Yeah.
And just at the end of it, it's not scary. To me, there's not...
No?
It's not a scary movie. Is it a horror movie? Yeah, because it's a ghost story. But there's still some like elements in there. They're like, whoa, that's kind of creepy. Mm-hmm. Like... I give it a 4 out of 5. Lake Mungo.
Came out 4 out of 5.
2009.
You've been watching good movies.
I've been trying. I enjoy horror movies.
Oh,
So most horror movies. Well, I wouldn't say most, but there are definitely people crap on the horror genre.
Yeah.
And I think that there's better movies in the genre that people just need to start watching.
Uh-huh.
Like The Stepfather. No, don't watch that movie. That's
yeah.
gonna be bad. Zombies of Mass Destruction. You might laugh, but it's not gonna be a good horror movie. Or you know, uh-huh. Prom Night or whatever.
Yeah.
The remake, not the original, but there are definitely horror movies out there that you watch them and you're like, those
legitimate, yeah.
Like, that creeped me out. Like, I don't want to walk outside for a couple yeah. minutes just because I'm still kind of like, that was, you know, that
yeah.
was well done. And that doesn't even rely on gore. Like,
uh-huh.
you don't have to have, you know, just giant gore scenes
of
like,
blood.
People, like, ripping off skin and
yeah.
things like that. Like, it's not necessary to make a really creepy or a really
yeah,
good horror
sometimes,
movie.
Sometimes it makes it even creepier if there's less shown.
Yeah.
You know, like the monster. You don't see the monster, and you're like, what is this monster?
The Descent's an example, though, that's kind of brutal at certain points, and it works really well.
Uh-huh.
Or zombie movies that, like, Dawn of the Dead, there's a bunch of blood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, works well. Like,
yeah.
I mean, that you can't say – I'm not going to say that gore makes a bad horror movie because it doesn't, but
uh-huh.
it doesn't have to be gory to also be a really good –
Yeah,
horror flick, and Lake Mungo was one of those ghost stories. It's just really cool to watch, and I really enjoyed it.
Boomerang.
Done. So, coming up next, we're about to do our movie spotlight.
Oh, yeah, we're going to spotlight it up.
Spotlight the movies. So, here it should be coming, the movie of choice this week.
That we saw together.
Wow, this trailer's silent. That's lame.
Oh, yeah. Trailer's on the radio. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't
need
if
a trailer.
I don't know if our listeners are into
Hold
it.
Hold on. I got it. Fixed it, I think. Okay. Ready for it?
Yeah.
Ready for the fixed one? Fixed it. Done.
Ominous.
The last act. Of a legend.
I want to play a game.
This Halloween.
Since the beginning, you have watched others suffer. Now it is your turn to play.
Now things are going at people in the theater.
Yeah.
People in the theater are getting it.
It's jumping out at the audience.
It's ridiculous. All right. You know what we're talking about now. If you didn't know.
Saw 3D.
Saw 3D.
Yep.
Oh, wow. We saw that today.
Yeah, we saw that today.
Oh, in 3D.
Yeah.
So let's get right into it. Great movie or greatest movie?
That's a tough one. That's a tough one.
What a giant piece of garbage.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad from the start. I don't know. I'm really upset with all of the Saw movies.
I need to stop, but what are you gonna do?
Yeah. We could petition.
Well, let's think about it logistically. They cost like $3 million to make, and every Halloween they make $20 million.
Uh-huh.
That's it. Like, you put it out on Halloween, people want to go see a scary movie. Saw's the only thing out there.
They just hired some bums off the street to act.
Pretty much. And then that's it. So
yeah.
Most people aren't, like, there's a lot of movie companies who aren't worried about making a good movie. They're just worried about making money.
Yeah.
And so.
Well, if they're making money, then, you know, more power to them.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not against them making money, but I'm saying that's why these movies keep getting made.
Yeah.
And they still will get made
uh-huh.
forever because they cost so cheap to go to, but they still have a niche audience. It's like, I love every Saw movie, no matter how much piece of garbage it is. Oh,
well, it's kind of like a waste of time movie in the sense that, like, if you're like,
oh, it wasted my time.
Yeah, but if you're like, I got an hour to spend doing nothing.
No.
No.
I will do something else.
Just roll dice.
I will poop for an hour.
Whoa, watch yourself.
Poop for 91 minutes, look at it, and then that's essentially what I just did with Saw 3D.
Yeah.
It's true.
Well, it's such a formula, you know?
It's so bad. Mm-hmm. Like, the sets bother me on that movie.
Yeah.
Well, the sets themselves look like they cost $3. Mm-hmm. It's like every room in that movie looks like it was just four cardboard pieces, like, put in a box.
Well, and that voice always gets me. Wanna play a game? It's like Batman. It's like Batman did.
What's he say?
Wanna play a game?
What?
And then it's like, you know, you did something wrong.
No, all right, so when horrible movies come around, I don't mind spoiling plot for you. But the very first kill in that movie was a love triangle that had been going on of where one girl was leading on two guys. That was the premise of this whole death trap setup. Yeah, you shouldn't lead on guys, so where I'm going to put you in a game where you'll probably die.
Yeah.
And then the guys are like, man, dude, she said she loved you. She said she loved you, too? All right, let's just kill her then. So someone has to die. It's going to be her. And then she dies.
Yeah, I mean.
And that's the start of the movie.
They're just digging at the bottom of the barrel.
You didn't take out the garbage.
Yeah.
Now you have to
eat garbage.
Eat garbage to find a key to keep your head from getting blown off.
Clean up your room. I would love to see Saw, the guy, Jigsaw. I'd like to see him as a parent.
Like, you just, the kid's like, I want to put you in timeout. And the kid, like, starts bawling, like, no, because timeout is like.
Yeah, game over. Time out.
What would you say?
Game over.
All right. Just making sure. That's is that what he says at the
Well, every time he kills someone, it's like, you know, game over.
He says game over every time? All right. Well, Eitan just said game over three times. So if you're listening, that means call in because that was the code word. So third caller gets free tickets to Red. So start calling. We're going to keep talking about how bad Saw was.
No good. It was bad.
Worst scene in Saw for you?
It's hard to say. It was like the main point of the story.
828-264-4905 for your free tickets to Red if you call right now.
There was a guy.
Third caller, 264-4905.
He was going to this house and he pretended to be one of the Saw guys. I don't know. I'm giving away a lot of plot points, but it was really stupid.
There's no plot to that movie. It's impossible to give away plot points.
They would do like little bits of a thinly drawn out plot and then they would just cut to like killing people.
Murder.
Game over.
Death. In 3D.
Yeah, it was not good. And the 3D, like, in the preview, they're like, Saws will literally be shooting out of the screen and cutting your face. And it was just like.
And the chains come over.
Yeah.
So talk about how bad Saw was.
Yeah, I'll do my best. It was not good. I would say I wouldn't recommend it. There was a lot of blood. There was, like, useless. There was, like, useless blood. I don't know.
It was really bad.
Yeah, I feel like some of those guys. I don't know. I feel like I could get out of some of those death traps. Don't, if you're listening to this, don't put me in a death trap. But I feel like maybe if I try my hardest, like they were just. It's becoming Final Destination in the sense that they're just trying too hard to make these ridiculous death traps. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, they're nuts, and I don't get how this person who lives in a warehouse can make these giant ovens to do
anything.
It was like
every other scene. They had a giant building, and they would just set it up. It would have taken months and months for anyone, even an engineer, to build these death traps. And I don't know where he got all this equipment. He must have some like secret bank account where he just gets money funneled into it to teach people simple lessons. Yeah, so I'm just rambling on. I'm a rambling man. It was in 3D, and I don't think it should have been. It was more like there was a lot of 3D gags. Like, they would just, like, throw blood at the screen, and then you'd be like, ugh. I don't know. I couldn't. It was poorly done with a lot of bad acting. Yeah. And some of the scenes, I think, were just made up. I think they just put the actors in a scene and were like, just make it up. Because there's no way someone could write that and have it be legitimate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. Sorry, I was on the phone.
Yeah.
I gave away tickets. Sorry if you guys missed it. Free tickets to Red. But Saw, giant piece of garbage. That's it. That's what it comes down to. What were you saying about Saw that
I said so much. You know,
you were rambling for a while.
Yeah, I just said it was ridiculous. Bad acting, a lot of gimmicks, 3D gimmicks.
So many 3D gimmicks.
And some of the scenes I think were just made up. Like they just said, just make it up. I don't think people could act
What
that.
Was the line? There, he's sitting there talking to one of the women who's in the movie who's got whatever part because it doesn't matter because there's no plot. And she sits there and he's like, I can tell just by looking at her. She's crazy because he's interrogating her.
Yeah.
And then, like, during the interrogation, he's like, I knew you were crazy. You crazy person.
Crazy. Lady, crazy lady.
You crazy. He can find me here. He can find me. This is a safe house, you crazy woman.
Safe
it
crazy.
It's a safe house. You are in a safe house. Crazy.
And then
and that was the scene. That was the scene. That was the entire. Whoever wrote that script needs to probably be taken out to the back of the barn and shot.
Well, watch yourself. Wait, they really need to be shot in some elaborate way that they can almost get out of, but then die.
Yeah, so they can see what they're putting us through, and they can be like, it's so genius. It's not genius. It's done. You should have stopped after the mediocre first one.
I liked the first one. It was okay.
I liked the first one.
If it was a standalone film, I'd be like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, if it was, I would like it more if it was a standalone film. I say that the other ones deteriorate the fact that it was a decent movie.
I saw the second one.
Nah.
And it was the second.
Not nearly as bad. They've gotten lower in production value
Saw 2,
as it's
Saw 2
on.
Is basically Cube, but in the present day. Whereas Cube is all futuristic. You know what I'm saying? I mean, no Cube. Have you seen Cube? It's the same, like, the same dialogue from Saw 2. They just copied and pasted it.
Everything.
Yeah. They had the same characters. I was blown away.
Those cheating people.
Yeah.
But, all right. So, we're going to go to some commercials. Eitan, before we go to not to some underwrites, what rating would you give it?
One star.
You zero.
Zero.
Don't, guys, do me a favor. Just please, I beg of you, stop going to see these movies so they'll stop being made. Because when you guys go, they keep making them.
Yeah.
Just stop going. Stop. Leave it alone.
You need to be the change you wish to see in the world.
Yeah, exactly. Just stop going to see Saw, please. And the Madea movies, but we'll get to that later.
Yeah.
All right. Some messages from other people. We'll be right back.
Rob, it's your turn. Okay, I'm feeling kind of basic today. Top five side ones, track ones.
5555555. Top five right now.
Oh, that was a wonderful song. I liked one of the ones from earlier in the year better.
Oh, well, you know what?
Step It Up.
Step It Up too?
No.
Okay.
No. Speaking of bad franchises, well, we have Saw.
Yeah, our top five theme.
Our top five theme is movies, movie franchises that are as bad or worse than Saw. So when we say top five, we mean worst five franchises. Uh-huh. Worst five movie, just movies they should stop making.
Yeah.
I don't care how much money you're making these films. Just for the good of cinema, stop it. Because this is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do something we've never done on this show before, ever. Eitan's going to go first with his
what?
Top five.
I don't believe it.
I know.
Well, I'll take it real slow.
like always.
Yeah. I would say, okay, number five, movies they need to stop making, Rocky films.
Rocky films.
Can we agree?
They redeemed themselves a little bit with the last one.
Really?
A little bit.
I think they're being a dead horse.
I mean, it's, yeah, but still, the last one was better than 3, 4, and 5.
Yeah, but the ends don't justify the means.
True. All right, fair enough. So, you just don't like the Rocky? Did you like the first Rocky?
Yeah, the first Rocky was good. And then I was like, second Rocky?
I could change.
Adrian.
That was Stallone.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was a really bad impression by everybody. Everybody involved in that impression was awful.
Yeah.
Well, that was me and you. So. But Rocky. So, you enjoyed the first one, as did I.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think it just fell off. And then by the end, when they came out the new one, I was like totally uninvested.
Uninvested completely.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I'm sorry. It's fair enough.
Hey, what? I can't.
I mean, you can.
I can't fault you for. I can see where you're coming from.
You can only be punched in the face so many times.
I can see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
So, well, they got the new Fighter movie coming out, which is not Rocky, but it's more. It's kind of like a revamped version.
Is it called Fighter?
It's called The Fighter with Mark Wahlberg, Marky Mark.
Mark and Mark.
And Amy Adams and Christian Bale.
Yeah. I feel like they came out with. Boxing movies. Once again, boxing movies is just like a formula.
I don't know, but the Fighter
looks
like it could be good.
Really?
I'm not saying it's going to be good because I haven't seen it, nor can I make such a bold statement about a movie that's about boxing.
Have you followed boxing in your lifetime?
Never. I wasn't born in the 50s and 40s. Like, where like everyone like got dressed up to go to the boxing match. No, because no. So those movies, there's Raging Bull, it's a fantastic boxing movie, and it's just it's a little different. But I mean, yeah, I mean, there's only so many fighter movies you can do. But I think The Fighter with Mark Wahlberg could be okay. I think it could be good. So
we'll see.
It might be really good. I don't know.
No, I don't know.
Well, you also thought you were gonna hate The Social Network, so.
Oh, I'm sorry. Social Network, whatever.
You loved it though, didn't you?
Like,
so
I don't think I. Okay, I don't think I'm gonna like The Fighter. Sorry, man.
All right, next.
Next up, number four. I have number four is the American Pie movies.
All right, where do you start that from?
After the first one. Well, halfway through the first one.
I like the first. All right, if the first three came out, it'd be a bearable franchise if it was just the first three. But then you have, like, the other ridiculous Beta House.
Bandcamp. And
the Naked Mile. And no, I definitely agree with you on that one. I mean, but I'm a fan of the first one. I'm a fan of First American Pie. I also decently enjoy, I'm not going to say I love it, but I can watch American Wedding.
Oh, yeah.
And the second one's probably on the same plane. So they're all about, like, 3.5, 3-star movies, the first three, though.
Really? Okay.
I mean, I can watch them and enjoy them. But, yes, you're right. The Beta House and all the little straight-to-DVD ones.
Yeah. Not my favorite.
Are garbage.
Yeah.
They're meant to be, because that's another example of easy, cheap movies that college kids will buy.
Yeah.
Because they're all like, I just want to see a movie, but I got partying.
Well, yeah. On the same vein, easy, cheap movies that college kids will buy. I just call them blank movie because it's.
Oh yeah, no, is that your number three?
Yeah, number three is just blank movies. Like
epic movie,
disaster movie,
Meet the Spartans,
superhero the movie.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. I didn't know how to word that as a franchise because I was just like the crap movies, like the ones that but no, that's exactly the same thing. It's pretty much all these franchises are like, look, they're really cheap and people will go see them, but no, those movies are. Horrendous.
Yeah.
Horrendous. That's it. Like,
they're not even.
They're not watchable at all. They are dumb. I just.
Yeah. No good.
Not at all.
No.
Not another movie I'd rather just poop.
Number two on a series that I just think fell off, the Terminator series.
I would say T1 and T2 are phenomenal.
Yeah. No, I agree. But then, you know. Let's stop it.
Yeah. Fair enough. But at least, like, some movies in that franchise are watchable and good. Mm-hmm. Terminator 2 is amazing.
Yeah?
What a great movie.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's awesome.
Maybe I didn't understand what you were trying
Terminator
to
Terminator 3? Nah. Terminator Salvation? Stop.
Yeah. And
stop
I bet
it.
You, I bet you they're going to come out with more.
Oh, of course they are.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
Those aren't really cheap, though. Those are fairly, like...
Expensive movies.
Fairly. Like, they're not... James Cameron Avatar 1-3.
Oh yeah, I saw a preview today. James Cameron's coming out with a movie.
Sanctum.
It's just about.
It's he produced it. I don't think he directed it.
Oh yeah, it's basically
his technology.
A cave. The movie again.
It's like The Descent, except there's no horror to it. It's just like the cave's flooding. Swim.
Hurry up.
That's. I just told you the entire movie.
Oh no.
Whoopsies.
Spoiler alert.
Done.
Number one worst movie franchise in my book. Bring It On.
What? Oh, man, you're right. How awful those movies. 1-4.
Are they up to 5? I don't know. The first one was funny. No, it wasn't.
No, it was funny in a sense of that Zombies of Mass Destruction was funny.
Yeah, it was funny that they could even make a movie like that.
It's a cheerocracy. Spirit Hands.
I don't even know what the rest of them are about. Well, in those kind of
movies. No, you know what the rest of them are about?
The same thing.
The exact same thing.
I think it's
some girl goes to a different school, except like one time they switched up.
Oh yeah.
And there's.
You've seen them all.
I've seen a couple of them.
I caught you.
Well, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, but they're awful. Like, but when they come on television and I'm bored as all get out.
Yeah.
What else am I gonna do? Poop.
You are all over the potty humor.
It's all I can say on radio.
Oh, fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah. Well. I think it's funny when they have movies that are just like the same thing. They just switch out the actors. They just get less known actors.
Yeah, and people still buy them.
Yeah.
What an awful, awful set of movies.
Bring It On 3D.
Not my. That's on my list. It's not my number one.
Oh yeah.
But it's on my list.
You want to check out your list?
Yep. Ready for it?
I was so ready.
The first one might make people angry. But I'm going to be very specific with this.
Yeah. What do you got?
Batman.
Yeah.
All the way up till. Batman Begins.
Yeah, I had it on my...
Anything before then.
It was on my standby list.
Yeah, anything before... Anything before Batman Begins,
yeah,
awful.
Yeah, it's not. They're so campy. You know what I'm saying? Like the well, early.
First
ones?
Of all, I hate Tim Burton.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, so there goes Batman 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Have
you seen the really old Batmans though? Like, kapow!
I don't even like.
Oh, I consider
those.
I had like a VHS. I had a VHS.
I don't
of those.
Consider those part of the franchise. I mean, because it. I mean, it is, but mm-hmm. at the same time, the one was made in like 1964.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the one that was like made in like 1964, just like
it's my favorite one.
Where sister is like
kapow.
No, he looks at the nuns and then like looks at like the school bus and is like, just no place to throw a bomb here, I guess. Yeah.
It's good. It's good.
Yeah, but that one's whatever. But Batman, awful. Batman Returns, awful. Batman
Forever,
pretty bad.
Yeah.
And then don't even get me started on Batman and Robin, probably the cheesiest one-liners in the movie of all time. What killed the dinosaurs? The Ice Age! And, like, they're just so, oh.
Get down.
I think my favorite line in that movie is when Arnold Schwarzenegger says, let's kick some ice.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's Dr. Freeze, so he says ice instead of the other word.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, Batman, I agree with you. But they're coming back though.
Without a doubt.
I have a lot of respect for what they are.
I think it needs to this last movie. I hope they really. And I think the plan is.
I'm pretty
to,
sure the next
is to wrap it up.
The next two Saws are going to be really great.
Yeah, if you don't even believe that those are the final, that's the final chapter because it's not. Mm-hmm. It was made for like $3 million and it made $24 million this weekend. So do the math. They're going to keep making. They just paid for the next four movies.
I feel like every time they make a movie, they're like, well, we'll see if we can make another one after this. And then they, you know.
Of course they do.
Go till they fail.
You started to realize they started bringing back old.
It's just a bunch of callbacks to the other movies.
They're just losing imaginative ways to kill people. Because
they're like, who else can we bring back?
They brought back two of the helmets from previous movies.
Yeah, they're
of those garbage.
They're literally they went into the evidence room and just recycled old traps.
They did. The guy went into the evidence room and took one of the old head traps and then killed somebody with it.
Yeah.
Twist.
Oh no.
Yeah. So yeah, all right, Batman's my number five.
Okay.
Number four. The Fast and the Furious franchise.
Four Fast, Four Furious.
Four Fast. That's coming up, right?
Oh, it's already been out.
No. You have Fast and Furious. You have The Fast and the Furious.
Then there's
Two Fast, Two Furious.
Then there's Three Fast.
Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift.
My favorite one.
And then Fast and Furious. They ran out of names. They just took the out of the first one.
It's like Facebook.
It's not the Facebook. Yeah. It's just Facebook. But yeah, just what. The first one's watchable. I'll give you that. The first one is watchable.
Oh, yeah?
But not good.
Tokyo Drift is so funny, though.
It starred the dude from the old Disney movie, the Disney Channel original, where the kid rode his horse to New York from Georgia.
Oh, yeah?
To, like, catch his dad on an airplane.
I missed that one.
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called. All right, Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious? I like Vin Diesel's coming back. No.
Is what? What is he coming?
Fast and the Furious? No.
No.
You can't ride that train forever?
XXX 3. Talk about a wonderful movie that was. He didn't even sign on for the second one of that.
Oh, yeah.
There's three of those. I would put those in my. XXX is a movie, though, that's so bad. It's definitely in that category. It's so bad. It's so good. Because you can watch it and, like, oh, things are blowing up everywhere. Oh, so, like, it's just kind of like.
Well,
I'm
on the same train for, you know, Fast and Furious. It's just cars. If you're into cars, then cars going fast and they're also driving furiously.
Yeah, all right. So,
you know,
it's a revamped bullet chase.
I wouldn't pay for it. I wouldn't pay for it.
No, never. All right, my number three was the Bring It On series.
Bring It On series. Yes, that's twice.
So we agree
it's
that
becoming
that
a franchise within this set list.
We agree that you should not
bring it on again. Yeah.
Bring it on one more time.
Bring it on you again.
Bring it on forever. You know they're listening to the show and they're like, write these down.
Bring it on.
Bring it on forever.
Forever.
Bring it on you again. Hey, you, bring them on.
Just bring some stuff over here. And then we'll make a movie about it.
Next one's going to be a toddler's version. It's going to be Pee Wee Football Cheerleaders. Bring it on.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Or Air Bud.
I just thought that's not on my list, but it definitely could be.
Oh, I should have thought of it. Air Bud, can we talk about it? Can we get a little
Sure, why not?
Air Bud.
First one was amazing.
Yeah, I found
as a child. I haven't watched it in probably 9 years.
I wonder if it's on Interview. I'll find out right now.
All right. Well, either way, that first one's actually a pretty good children's story. Like, it's a pretty good, it's a good kids movie.
I found out that like he did like 3 or 4 of them, and then it was like he had little puppy babies.
Yeah.
And then they just do everything now.
That's why they're Air Buddies.
Yeah.
That's what they're called. Air Buddies.
The most advanced canines in the world.
Well, they play every sport.
They play every sport.
You should see them in the Olympics pretty soon.
Yeah.
Could you? There's a question. If you had a dog that was super good at skiing, like better than a human.
Is there a ski in one of them?
I don't know.
There should be.
There's about to be.
Long jump.
What would you call the skiing movie? No, there might be an Air Snow Buddies. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah, there probably is.
There might be.
Snow Buddies.
Oh.
Air Bud. That taught me some life lessons, that movie.
Air Bud did?
Yeah.
Or Air Buddies?
I haven't seen the Air Buddies.
You have Air Bud, you have Air Bud Golden Retriever, or Receiver. Golden Receiver or something like that.
Yeah.
And then you have...
Did he ever play hockey? I don't think so.
I think he did.
Did he?
I think he did.
Oh, God.
Because he played basketball the first one.
Talk about, like, I can't even play one sport. He's got to outdo me, and he's a dog.
He plays soccer in another one.
Oh, that's right. God.
Well, I don't know. It's... Oh, all right. Sorry, Air Bud, for taking a turn
for
the worst.
I love Air Bud. Continue.
All right, so Bring It On was my number three.
Uh-huh.
But number two, as you know, a franchise I've said I've hated before, Friday the 13th.
Oh, yeah?
What a giant, from start to finish of the franchise.
Oh, no. Yeah.
All the way from Friday the 13th to Freddy vs. Jason to back to the remake of Friday the 13th.
Yeah,
full circle of crap.
Yeah, I saw the remake. It was it's no good.
It was awful.
Yeah, I don't know why they do that. Well, I guess it's just purely for money. Like, they know that that name will bring people out, so they just...
What, the Friday the 13th name?
Yeah.
It's, again, just stop going to those movies, people.
Yeah. What a shame.
It definitely is a shame. It is. All right, my number one. You ready for it?
I was born ready for this.
Were you born ready for it?
Yeah, please hit me.
My number one, movies that should stop being made because they are awful.
Drum roll.
I'm about to make a bunch of 14-year-old girls mad. Twilight.
Oh, agreed.
Have we not mentioned it yet?
They're pretty high budget, though. I thought we were doing low budget films.
That's a crap franchise, high budget or low budget.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care.
But they're making so much money.
I still don't care. They're crap.
Yeah. But I don't know. If I were to fight for it, they're hitting their target market so hard.
I still don't care.
No?
I still don't care.
You don't care at all?
I don't care if they're making money or hitting the target market, because those movies are awful.
They
are. They're ruining other genres. That's how bad they are.
Yeah. If they can take down the whole ship.
Which is exactly what they're doing.
Uh-huh.
People hate vampires now just due to the fact that they're vampires
they
in
glitter.
Twilight, and they glitter, and then
Well, think about how much comedy it's offered us. No, that doesn't
care.
That doesn't justify it.
Just stop. The books are bad. I've read a section of them.
Uh-huh.
And they're awful.
You read a little bit, an excerpt?
Yeah, I had to, because I needed to see how bad the writing was.
You had to.
It's third grade reading level.
Oh, really?
Without a doubt.
So it's really tough for you?
Yep.
Ooh.
I'm dyslexic, so
thanks
for making fun of my disease.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. But,
Twilight.
Yeah, just Twilight. It's the writing's awful.
Uh-huh. Stephanie Meyer, is that right?
She did the books. I don't know
if
she's
touched
the movies.
She's become a household name now.
Kristen Stewart, I do not blame her at all, because... She's the main girl.
The pale.
But she's been in wonderful things. Like, she was really good in Adventureland. A lot of people gonna disagree with me on that one, because it wasn't super bad. But it wasn't meant to be super bad, so get over it. But yeah, she's not bad. She does the best she can with the crappiest script you can find.
Uh-huh.
That still manages. People turn in scripts that are better than that all the time. I guarantee it, and it doesn't get made into a movie because it doesn't please 14-year-old girls. Those movies are horrendous.
Yeah, no, it's no good. I don't know. I saw one of them, and I was like, I hope I never have to see anything like this.
I've seen all of them.
Oh, really?
All of the ones
that
come out.
So you are the person who's paying for these movies.
No, I don't pay.
Oh, yeah?
I go and see them at the Dollar Theater.
Oh, yeah.
Because I refuse to pay $9, $10,
yeah,
whatever, for those movies. They're awful. And someone tell me how this is physically possible. Call in if you are listening and you're angry at me for saying this. How in the world does a werewolf wear jorts, turn into a werewolf? They're not even werewolves. They're shapeshifters. Get it right. And then when they shift back into people, jorts are back on.
Oh, yeah.
Magical jorts.
It's like the Hulk. The Hulk always had those sweatpants. That
magical jorts.
Magical jorts.
Yeah, just...
Maybe it's part of the magic. Stephanie Myers has a wild mind.
Stupid.
She's stupid dumb. Myers. Stephanie.
So someone tell me how these magic jorts work out.
Oh yeah.
And if they wore magic jorts, does it say in description? And the werewolf brothers walked up in their jorts, because it's ridiculous. And that movie's.
How many more are left? Two? One?
One, but I think they're gonna split up in two movies.
That's the thing to do nowadays.
Apparently it's just that good of a book that it needs. Because I guarantee you probably take out some stuff that's in the book. It's probably going to be a better movie.
Oh, yeah. Harry Potter's coming out split up into two parts.
I think that one needs to be.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't read the last book, though. I missed it.
Yeah, no one hates Harry Potter. It's
There are some bad movies in the Harry Potter franchise, but yeah. There's still some good ones for it not to be on my list.
Canceled out.
Yeah. I like the first one. Mm-hmm. I like the fifth and sixth one.
Oh, yeah. Little jump there.
I can't blame the movie for the second one because I just hated that story anyways. The Chamber of Secrets.
So many owls.
But my favorite book was The Goblet of Fire, and they ruined that one. It's not even like I'm not one of those people who gets upset when they're like, well, they missed stuff in the book.
Yeah.
Because it's a movie. You can't read the book in 2 hours. Yeah. You're not going to be able to like.
Do a
movie into it. Yeah, you can't. It's just not possible. Uh-huh. So you have to take out stuff. I don't want to be sitting in a theater for 5 hours watching War and Peace. Like,
yeah.
It's not going to happen.
But that's what they're doing with this other one. Six hours?
Well, that's why they're splitting it up into two parts. So fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough on that one. Touche.
It always blew my mind.
Because if they just made it one, no one would go see that 6 hour movie.
Oh, yeah. Everyone would go see that.
I don't think everyone would. I think there's a lot of people who'd be like, I would go see a 2.5 hour one, but. 6 hours is that's a day. Like that's a good amount of time to. But so that's top five. Mm-hmm. Don't go see. Stop giving money to
bad movies.
Bad movies is what it really comes down to. Don't go see Saw 3D. So
bring it on again.
Next one. Next segment. Versus.
Consider our fight begun.
And I have to fight defeat. Defeat your 7 evil exes, pretty much.
All right, so if you've been paying attention to our Facebook at Mountaintop Movies on Facebook, which is there, 3 words, we've been doing a horror movie bracket for a good 2 weeks now.
Yeah, like March Madness, but with
horror movies.
October Madness.
The plan was to unveil the winner today, seeing it was right near Halloween, but we didn't make it through that many games. There's a lot of games in a 64-movie bracket.
Yeah, even basketball players couldn't do that.
So, but there's been some upsets. So here's how we did it. We ranked the movies based off their IMDb rankings. We picked 64 horror movies. Mm-hmm. And then people got online and voted for the movies that they thought should win. I'd make a list of games, and then people would just go on. And
you, the listener, decide.
I've been deciding.
Yeah.
And what it's come down to now is we're at 16 teams right now.
Yeah.
Actually, there's been one or two games that have been played in this third round. A couple of upsets came along, though. Blair Witch Project was an 11 seed.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was ranked as six out of 10 on IMDb.
Yeah.
And Blair Witch is still alive. It's going up against the number 2 Frankenstein.
Oh, yeah. Blair Witch is scary. It was one of those first, like, realistic. I don't know if this is true, but from my understanding, it was a first in its kind of genre of real life scary.
So, well, it beat the original Wolfman.
Oh, yeah.
Due to voting. Mm-hmm. And then it went on to beat House of 1,000 Corpses.
Uh-oh.
Zombie. Yeah. And now it's up against Frankenstein.
Yeah.
I don't see it going much further, though. Mm-hmm. I think it's about time for it to die off. Other movies that are currently up in like the top 16. We went through a lot. We had a bunch of movies. We had Nightmare on Elm Street and House of Wax and a bunch of movies. Currently the top 16 movies are Psycho, Evil Dead, Nosferatu, the 1922 vampire flick, the original Dracula, the original Dawn of the Dead, The Thing, American Werewolf in London, Blair Witch Project, Frankenstein, The Shining,
good stuff.
The original Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the original Halloween, the original Exorcist, Alien, 28 Days Later is a bit of an upset. It shouldn't be up that high. I'm not saying it shouldn't be, like, because it's a bad movie. Uh-huh. I love 28 Days Later.
Yeah.
But it wasn't you know, suspected to go that far. Saw was a 4 seed due to rankings. That means people ranked that up at, like, 7.
Really?
7 out of 10, the original Saw. But it was beat by 28 Days Later, which made me happy.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Night of the Living Dead is still in there.
Oh, yeah.
And then, surprisingly, I didn't think it was going to go very far. Let the Right One In, the Swedish film about the vampire girl.
I can't believe it beat It.
It did beat It.
It is, I think, one of the scariest movies. It scared me on so many levels as a little child.
I mean, Tim Curry's a scary man, but
yeah.
What are you going to do?
I still have nightmares about that movie.
It's a scary movie, but yeah, no, Let the Right One Win In. I was amazed. I didn't think that many people would vote for it.
Uh-huh.
But it is. But I don't know if it's going to make it past Night of the Living Dead. I don't know if that's going to happen.
Tough. Yeah.
But so voting's still going on for that. So here's what you do. You go online, you go like Mountaintop Movies on Facebook, then you vote for these, and then hopefully by next week's show, we'll have a winner, because we're not that far off. We're only maybe 7 games away.
Yeah.
So you should go vote for it, and just keep replying, and the more votes, the better, because then we get a better like of what you like. So, yeah, horror movie bracket. Still going on. It should be done next week, though, because we got other things to talk about.
Yeah, we got more important things to do.
Christmas movies are right around the corner.
Oh, boy. Jingle bells.
What are you excited about coming up soon, though?
Coming up soon? New movies. Well, Tron was in this 3D trailer again. I can talk about it every week till it comes out and then after it comes out.
I'm excited about it.
I'm so excited.
Due date is next week.
Oh, yeah?
We're going to be going to see that for you guys.
Yeah. Zach Galifianakis, right?
Yep.
And Downey Jr.?
Robert Downey Jr. So that's coming out.
Yeah, 27 hours.
127 hours. Yeah, 127 hours.
Oh, yeah. 127 hours is coming out?
It is coming out.
Should be good.
I'm very excited about that one. Yeah. However, I don't think the theater up here is going to carry it.
Oh, well. If only we worked for them.
They should work on that.
Yeah. Hiring us.
But due date's coming out, 127 hours. True Grit's coming out on Christmas. I'm really excited about
that. Is that on Christmas?
I think it's Christmas Day. Black Swan.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good movies.
Black Swan should be good. You know what I heard is that
Darren Aronofsky
is doing a revamp of the Wolverine Origins tale.
Wait, the exact Wolverine, like another Wolverine movie?
Yeah. They said the Wolverine was so bad that they got a really good writer and a really good director to do it. The guy who wrote The Usual Suspects is going to be writing it, and then Aronofsky.
You like him, too, as a director. How do you not know his name?
I always mumble his last name.
Aronofsky.
Darren Revers.
Yeah, so, but...
But he's doing Wolverine, and that should be... I think that should be good.
I guess they did the same thing with the Hulk.
Yeah.
So, what are you going to do?
Yeah, what are you gonna do? Make good movies the first time.
Yeah, stop. Cause it's kind of like the remake, the whole like a year after, like Wolverine Origins came out. I think summer of, I guess it would have been my freshman year.
Uh huh.
Which, if people don't know, that would have been 2 years ago.
Uh oh.
But that's only like a year and a half ago.
No, I think it's.
But then this one, I guess, will end up coming out.
It may be 2 years. I think it's gonna be a while. But I'm glad that they're paying respect to Wolverine, because I like Wolverine as a
character. But so at least they're like, we screwed up so bad the first time.
Yeah.
Here's round two. All right. Well, we got to wrap up this wonderful show. Anything that you would like to say to our viewers as we're leaving, Eitan?
Oh, nothing. Just check us out online. Vote up for this movie show. And we'll see you next week.
Yeah, you guys have a great one. I'm Sunshine Mayfield.
I'm Eitan Lees.
And go like us on Facebook, and we'll see you next time. Don't go anywhere, because Stuck Between Stations is coming up right now on 90.5 WASU. Have a great week. As you write my number down, just as the drinks arrive.
Nation.